Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here as we finish up the series in San Antonio. Normally we catch up with Coley at this time, but Coley is not here, so we're hanging out with acting manager and hitting coach Ty Wright ahead of a 6:05 p.m. first pitch tonight. And Ty, we talked earlier in the week about just a lot of extra administrative duties and just a lot that goes into being the acting manager. So how have you liked it so far?
It's been good. First couple of days, just getting used to some paperwork here and there, but got my flow going and got in a little bit of a rhythm. And so now it's kind of second nature to me and getting everything a little bit more prepared and done a little bit earlier than I did the first couple of days.
Sounds like me at the start of the season. The offense has struggled this week. I think, you know, it's a long season. There's going to be stretches of a season where an offense collectively struggles, especially in a pitcher-friendly park like this. What do you think needs to change today for the results to turn around?
It's about mindset. It's about heart today. They've been punched in the face this week. We've had some pretty decent at-bats. We've hit the ball well. Like you said, it's gone nowhere. But, you know, these guys I expect want to bounce back tonight. But it's, you know, as far as a full season player development, it's been hard to understand this, but it's been a good week. It's been a good week to see these guys go through something like this, getting away from Amarillo in a tough ballpark to hit, see how they react, see how they work, see how they respond to, you know, I don't want to say failure, but see how they respond to something like this. And so it's been a good developmental week for the boys.
And there's been a lot of moments where if we're somewhere else, I think the results are going to be better for a lot of these guys too. So you think that the mentality is still confidence in this group?
I think so. And we try to stay away from, hey, that would have been this in Amarillo, yeah, or whatever, because at the end of the day, I've seen some really hard balls not go out of the ballpark in the big leagues, and I think that's what everybody wants to get to. So, I think day-to-day, your mentality showing up to the ballpark and working and getting after it is important when you're winning, and it's also important when you're getting hit in the face like we have this week to help your development to get to the big leagues like you want.
Obviously, your day-to-day is the hitting coach when Colina's here, but when you're the manager, you got to interact a lot more with the pitching staff and just all of those schedules. So how have you and Gabby kind of worked out how that all works this week with you managing?
Had a blast, and Gabby's been great with me. We've been able to talk it through and what we want to do with the pitching, and talking to the pitchers has been fun for me. I usually don't get to. And so just having those conversations and actually getting to know them a little bit more has been a fun part of my week. And seeing those guys succeed, they've had a good week pitching wise. And so seeing those guys succeed has been really cool for me this week. And I've enjoyed interacting with them.
Adonis Perez goes for a second time this week today. What do you think he needs to improve upon from Tuesday to have a better result today?
Just working through some of his feels and shapes that he's got going on. You know, I think if he can attack the zone like he really wants to and get a feel for his pitches early, I think he's going to be able to work the game how he wants to. And so we're excited for that opportunity for him tonight.
Offensively, you get to face Jagger Haynes again from Tuesday. I always wonder how you guys approach that when you see a pitcher for a second time in a week. Like, how much is changing from Tuesday versus how much is staying the same?
Well, I think, number one, it depends on the result. He had a pretty good result on us, but we're always looking at what he does really good and what could possibly show up in the second meeting, whether good or bad, the first one. And so we've got to be able to make our adjustments offensively and kind of be stubborn to what we want to do while recognizing some of the things that he wants to do. And so I think the offense is up for the challenge, obviously, with the tough week. And they're kind of, I don't want to say embarrassed, but they want to go out there and prove that, you know, they're better off than what they've shown this week and finish this week strong and get on that bus and go back to Amarillo.
Drew's been having probably the best result stretch offensively of his professional career over the last, like, 5 weeks. What do you think has kind of flipped around for him? It just seems like he's super confident in the batter's box right now.
He's confident. I think he has the confidence moving forward of understanding what he's trying to do in the batter's box, really getting control of his lower half and how he moves in the box, I think, has been a big part of that. And so with him, he's really been able to take off in that aspect, and he's getting good swings on pitches in the zone. Another big factor is getting the confidence and the feel for driving the ball on the outside part of the plate to the right field. I think once he started doing that, he could cover the whole plate and drive the ball to any part of the park, and that's really skyrocketed his confidence.
Last one for you. The whole family's here. Your son's been running around in the clubhouse. It's got to be cool to have that opportunity over summer vacation to have the boys just out here taking grounders with the fellas.
They love it. And I don't think they realize how lucky they are, you know. Cal, he's going to be a freshman. You know, last year he did shortstop reps with Jose Fernandez, and he was in the big leagues earlier, and now he gets to hang out with Tareen and Drew, and we could be watching them on TV next year. So he says he knows he's lucky, but I don't think he realizes how lucky they really are to be able to run around a special group of ball players.
They never do, right? Thanks, Ty.
Thanks for having me.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.